Maybe not started again. Now, about the white schools and the black schools, the difference you think there were?
They always made a difference in the schools. And we had that big old wooden building there, Tillman. It's the Anderson County Training School. And I remember when they renovated the white school over there. And when we played basketball and the thing, we had to play outdoors. And I remember when they built that gymnasium for the whites. It's, that gymnasium is still there. I told my daughter, I said, you see, they play basketball inside. I said, we had to play outside. And she said, that's a new building. I said, don't tell me that's no new building. That's an old building. I said, because I remember when they built that gymnasium, I told the principal, I said, I don't know why we don't fight together gymnasium for the black school. And of course, I was always wrong. We could get the same thing to go get.
Sure,
I said, we pay taxes and everything, but people were just scared to go and speak up for the right.
Yeah. I guess it didn't make you feel bad yourself and like that going on.
It did to me, but yes, it didn't bother me, because I always made remarks about that. They had nice school and everything, and we had that old big fire trap over there. Mm-hmm. That's what I always called it, a fire trap. And when they did do something to the school, they dug out the back, and they put two rooms down at the back underneath the school there. And when you come out the main part of the thing, you had to walk in the rain and everything to go around and go to those two rooms. That's where they put the whole make the mountain back there. Then later years, they gave built that other building over there, where the community center now, and they had the home economics in there, and the workshop. Mm-hmm. They built Riverside. And then later years, I remember when they built Riverside, because that property over there, my father sold to the state because it was his. And they built Riverside over there, and everybody said, oh, they gave getting a new school, we're getting a new school. I said, yes, they're getting a new school, but they have a purpose for it. After they built Riverside, then they built the white high school, which is now the junior high school. Mm-hmm. I said, I told you what they was doing. Yeah. Then when they started this integration, they asked the kids, to go to the white school. And I didn't have any kids in school down here then. And I remember the kids that did go over there, the black kids used to call them, just look at old Whitey. So calling the black kids old Whitey. And I said, well, do you know, and after a while, it ain't gonna be no old Whitey. I said, that's gonna be a black and white school. And I said, you just watch. And then the next thing you know, they got these, they built this high school down in Wild Hog. Now they got four schools in Tillman. Mm-hmm. Elementary school in Riverside, the junior high school, and the high school. And so I told them that's what they was doing. I said, you can see that handwriting on the wall if you want to look and see what's going on.
Right.
I said, you really have to notice what's going on. Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about any organizations that your older relatives belonged to, what kind of organizations that they had?
My father used to be, I guess it was a KP. I remember my father used to be in the KP and my mother used to be in the, very active organization now. Eastern Star.
Eastern Star?
Yes, my mother used to be in Eastern Star. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you ever hear of Burial Society?
Yeah.
I really don't know. It's, I have a question mark
a
here.
A Burial Society.
I've never heard of them at all.
Never heard of that.
Wasn't it something they had a long time ago, probably? Voting. Can you remember when the first member of your family voted, and how long ago was that?
I don't know when they first started voting. What year they started voting? Whether they were, the freedom was bought?
Yeah, or whether they were let free, given the...
So my, like, my,
I think before the Civil War, sometimes the owners would...
Grandfather Jack, and I think that he was with, that's where I know, what I know that's where he was from, John C. Calhoun, because he was a slave owner. They didn't talk about it. Years ago, people didn't talk about those things. They really didn't.
Do you remember any older relatives talking about the way white people treated them?
Slaves?
Or just anybody else?
So, I've always had a little fear. When I was growing up, I didn't fear any of them. I was the hateful one in the family. I didn't fear any of them.
You have to act in certain ways how you should act so you don't get in trouble with the white people.
I remember my mother and my grandmother, they always say that, you know, you ought to keep your mouth shut sometime, which I never did. Mm-hmm. I think growing up in Pendleton, they never had any racial violence or anything when I was coming up in Pelham.
It seemed like
Pelham was a different. Pelham was different, very unique. And we never had any. It didn't have all that stuff going around in Pelham. Everybody tended their own business. And then the other ones see you doing something you have no business, they'll call you down and then tell your parents on top of it. Nowadays, you better not tell nobody anything about their child now.
Anything that happened at all, where you got in trouble or anything?
Oh, I can remember a lot of things I got in trouble with my parents. I remember when my mother was carrying my youngest brother. We had a peach tree out in the backyard on the other side of a chicken coop or barn or something there. And I know my mother told me not to, don't go near that peach tree. Those peaches weren't ripe. And of course my brother, Janie wanted a peach. And my brother told me to go get it. And I told her I wasn't going anyplace. I said I wasn't going out there. And so my sister, she stepped on a piece of glass and she cut the leader in her right below her ankle. I remember that well. And I know there's a lady, this old lady that lived down the house down next to us. She came up there and I started screaming, my brother started screaming. And I know she wrapped, put a tourniquet on her leg and wrapped her leg up and bandaged it up and put Janie into a sack and put it on her back and carried her to the doctor. So when my mother came home, because it was all my fault, you know. I remember I got a beating for it, not for Janie going around there, but it was none of my fault. Yeah, another time we got in trouble. I remember when we purchased, there were two black families in Tillman had electric lights, the Maxwell and us. And every time we turn a light on and off at night, if my mother and father, you know, be going out shopping somewhere, Miss Sonna, she would tell my mother and father everything that we would do, everything that we would do. She evidently, she just sit there and watched us. And when my mother and father went shopping, I remember this, and where were we?
I
got blamed for that. Oh, then we got down there to one time after that. I remember a couple of years later, my mother and father went out, and I still held that against her for telling my husband it was my fault that she got there. And this lady had a lot of chickens. And they used to wander all back down to the branch down there. And for years and years, every time my mother and father go out, we would go down on the branch and catch one of their chickens and kill the chicken and cook it. Used to do that all the time. every time, if Miss Saunders would see us do anything, she'd tell my mother and father. But you don't tell nobody nothing about their children in this day and time.
Time has changed.
Oh, time has changed. And back in those days, if you could go out and leave your house open. Even your door open, you don't have to close it, just leave it open.
I can people were married. Was there one the man or the woman sort of the boss of the family, or did they have more equal relationships, like they do today?
The only thing I remember, my mother and father, we just had they had equal relationships. I can't speak for other families.
Right.
Just like you came today, because up until today, some of the men got to be the boss of the house. But it seemed like my mother and father shared all the responsibility together.
That was great.
Yeah.
The older relatives talking about black women having relationships with white men.
Well, my father's mother had a relationship with a white man. That's why he's here. That's why all them half-brothers and things never, what you call them here?
Oh,
step-brothers. Mm-hmm. His father was a prominent man from Pendleton.
How did the family feel about this? Was that accepted?
What family?
Your family, or?
Oh, you know, back then?
Right. Was that accepted,
or? I don't think it was accepted because they, when my grandmother married the Fraser man, now I don't remember how these others came in. That they be them, evidently they were stepbrothers and sisters, or half-brothers and sisters. But they never associated with my father. That's why we never knew we had any relatives down there.
Yeah.
Only one of them that I know used to come up there, and that had a half-sister named Sally. She was very close to my father, but she wasn't a full, sister to my father. She, when she died, my father was taking care of her. Another brother named Jules, he came around with the others. I never knew the one named Roman and one named Henry. I never knew them. But I did, that's when the first time I knew that I had relatives down there. One of the Frasier's kids came down from Baltimore. The two boys was down there. And you know how kids keep running around playing. And somebody said something, I said, that's your cousin, you know, you're playing with. And this boy wanted to know, what you mean your cousin, they told me. This boy left from down there to his grandfather's house, these two kids, and came to Pendleton up there and they stayed with us up there. That's the first time I knew I had relatives down there.
Mm-hmm.
I think his name was Roman's son.
Mm-hmm.
They always call what mean by the blacks?
Right.
They always call them Ohio Yellow. Ohio Yellow.
Never accepted much, right? Accepted for the white
season, was it? No, you know, I really don't. They're probably not.
Mm-hmm.
But the blacks always call them Ohio Yellows. I don't know the line that pays for white back in those days, no.
And that wasn't about the Indians, how they were treated. Do you remember anything like that or hear people talk about it?
Well, my grandmother, she was part Indian. And she was born up in Pickens County. I guess the Cherokees all up in there.
Mm-hmm.
She had a brother up there. She always talked about the brother, but I never did see him. And she had all Indian ways. Like an Indian. I had used to have pictures of her, but they all got burned up in the house.
Area.
Mm-hmm.
How
and
were her ways different? Do you remember anything that you mentioned?
No, I can't remember anything mm-hmm. specific. Specific about her.
Did they ever talk about how the Indians were treated? Did you talk about how the Indians were treated?
I really think back then, a lot of things now, just like today, you bring up all these subjects now, But back then, they just never talked of it. Talked about it. But I know, I remember one time somebody made a remark to me about old half Indian. See, I was small then, and I really didn't know much about what they was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Evidently, they must be wasn't accepted.
Mm-hmm. Most of the
shop
where did you go to?
I had an aunt living over there. We went over there to visit. I had a lot of friends in Seneca, a lot of friends in Anderson. I had a lot of friends.
Did you have good roads in to go on, or what was it like when you went?
You know, I don't remember whether the roads were paved from Greenville to Anderson or from Pemberton to Greenville or not. I mean, the main road, like 88.
Right.
A 93, because it wasn't no 123. That was, 123 used to be 93. And when they rebuilt this 123 and made it that four lane,
mm-hmm.
Then they changed 123 that runs from Easley around Clemson up there. That was 123.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think the roads weren't paved from Pillman to Anderson. Because I remember we used to go to fairs down there. We used to go down there. I don't remember the roads being paved. It must have been hard packed. But all these secondary roads, they was trenches then. Even down...
I bet you could have go
through. If it was hard packed, we used to go up that hill at John Jackson Street to go up right by Hunter Stowe. So that's where Jackson Street starts right there. It goes all the way down. And the cars used to go up there, but if you wasn't from around there and know how to drive those hills, you could never make it to up those hills. And it wasn't a thorough fair through there.
Celebrations did you have in the black communities? Holidays or?
Nope, I never remember anything, any parades or anything to have like they have now. We never. And then when I was young, we used to go around and sing Christmas carols. You know, night and sing Christmas carols, other than that. We had a nice Christmas.
Yes.
We celebrate the day. We just around the same like they do today.
Santa Claus come in the morning? So.
Santa Claus come in the morning. On Easter Sunday, we used to go to sunrise service. We had little parties on birthdays. Lemon cake. Mm-hmm. Things like that. What is that?
I've never heard
of it. What do they call that?
It just says hot suppers. Do you remember hot suppers?
Do you remember anything about hot suppers? You don't know anything about hot suppers?
Did your mother have any prized possessions that was handed down through the centuries? Or
what?
Oh, like quilts or special.
They got burned up. The only thing I have a cut glass that was my father's mother's. I have it over there. I took that out of the fire when the house burned that time. A lot of things I should have taken out.
What adult did you most admire when you were a child?
What?
Adult? What older person did you look up to and admire?
Frankly speaking, I don't remember looking up to any of them.
Is that right? What were some of your happiest childhood moments? Think of something that stands out.
When we used to travel a lot. The only thing that I know, we used to travel a lot when I was young.
Where all did you go?
We went up to Ohio. We used to travel by train all the time.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah. It would take all day to go. Had to get on the train to Seneca and go to Atlanta and change in Atlanta. Then all day long we're traveling. On the train to Cincinnati, they change in Cincinnati, catch the train to Cleveland.
Did
too late. Various boat trains. I've had layovers along mm-hmm. different. There were certain trains that we could ride on because we rode free pace. It don't bother me now.
And how'd you feel about whites?
They don't bother me either. Take them as they are.
People are individuals, don't you think?
They are.
If you could change one thing about your life, what would it be?
Tell the truth, I don't even know. I didn't even think of thinking along that line. It'll be 73 years, and I don't think much about that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. We'll sign off for now. Let's just go ahead and we'll check and see if it's working.
There it goes.
Okay. Did you say you got some information from somebody else?
Yes, my aunt. A father named Jack Washington. And he was doing slavery. He was large enough to be a water boy to the field. And there was one, two, three, four, five. There were six boys. And after the war, Uncle Ben and my grandfather, Jack, they took the name of Washington. And Aaron, Willie, Shoney, and Jack, they took the name of Birch. And on my grandmother's side, Ada, she had a brother named, they called him Goose. That's all she can remember. Mm-hmm. And he had two daughters. One was named Maddie, and one was named Ada. And my aunt was named after her aunt, her cousin, Maddie. And they came from up around Easley. Oh, and they were Cherokee, half Cherokee.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I got that from her. So she can remember those things. She was related. She talked to me. Oh, about an hour about the Calhoun. And they used to, the John C. Calhoun from Clemson, that's the plantation they came from.
No.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Clemson University is now.
Yes. And then it was all Calhoun then. So that's where they get the name John C. Calhoun. You know, they have that John C. Calhoun house down there.
Right.
Uh-huh. So he was a slave boy doing that era. And I was born down in Woodburn in the quarters, because it was after the war, but they still had the quarters down there. And she mm-hmm. said the house was up on the hill. She coming down here. I said, Matt, there's no more houses up on the hill down there. And she's coming down the summer, said she wanted to go down to Woodburn because they live nearby.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to see, you know, on the road to go out there. I said, you'll never find that road to go out there because they got the Tri-County College there. And they got this new highway go through there. I said, well, if you can find it, I said, I'll certainly take you down there if you can tell me about where it is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to go down to see the old Woodman. I said, well, that's a historical place down there now. Mm-hmm.
I must have seen it.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful
old home. Yeah. And she said it was a hill not far from there, up there, the quarters. Mm-hmm. That's where I was born. Mm-hmm. So she talked a long time. That's when I didn't call her the other day, because I know we would have never gotten anything done. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I bet that was fun, though, talk to her about the old days, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. She loved to talk about the old days.
Right.
Yeah.
She lives in Cleveland now?
Uh-huh. She's coming down the summer. So I told her to catch the U.S. Air and only take about an hour and a half to come down. So she had to change in Charlotte, and then I meet her in Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I was named after her.
Well,
mm-hmm.
you're gonna enjoy that.
Oh yeah, she was here last year. That was all the new information I got on that.
And that's interesting. Really interesting.
What
about your background?
Yeah, I was looking in the Easley book for this name of the Ariels, but I could never find any in there. There may be some in there. I guess the only way you can find out if any Ariels are there that you have to go up in Pickens and Easley there and question some of the older people about if any Ariels around there. Well, it wouldn't be Ariels if it had two women. If Uncle Goob had two daughters, there'd be something else.
Right. It'd
yeah.
Be
mm-hmm.
Okay. One thing, I listened to the whole record again.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you'd mind telling me about this or not. But, I think the first time you made the record, you talked about the depression. You know, where some people turned against you because your father had a job. Is that right? Or just the impression I got.
Yeah, that's the impression you got. These was the kids because we never had to work. And there was always, like a little resentment, a little jealousy, or something, like that.
I guess that comes naturally.
Oh, that comes naturally. That comes naturally now.
It didn't seem right to you, though, Beth, did it? That was really lucky when your father could have a job while during the Depression and everything.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Very fortunate. Well, the day it would be the same way. Other kids are jealous what the other kids have, even till today.
That's true.
Yeah. They don't come out just like they used to, but it's there. Mm-hmm. Things never change.
Human nature, I guess.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Another thing, you told me sometimes you get in trouble and then. The people you got in trouble with would put you down and tell your parents about it, too. I was wondering if you could think of any more of those incidents.
No, those just about the, it was very few people around in Pendleton then. Just the ones, right around. And they was older. The older people, not the younger ones. You can always tell somebody if they see their child doing something, have no business, they would tell the parents. The parents would appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
But up in this, they don't tell nobody what their children are doing.
They should, shouldn't they?
They should, but they don't. Mm-hmm. You can't tell somebody what their children were doing. They are making an excuse for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But with no excuses, so my mother and father never made no excuses when we did. Me in particular, because they know I would do it. That's the way it was.
I think it's true, especially in the schools today. The parents a lot of times stand up for their children against the teachers.
Oh, yeah.
But they never used to do that.
Oh, no, they never used to do that. Never used to do that. And this has nothing to do with back then. I know in New York, my oldest son, he was in junior high school, and he was senior in junior high school. And you know how the kids push up kids to say something. So they called, and he said what they told him to say. And the teacher called my husband up to the school. My husband did not go along with my son. He didn't say he didn't say it. But the punishment he got for that, he couldn't take part in his graduation exercise.
Right.
My husband agreed with him. And that learned him a lesson.
Sounds pretty tough.
Oh, yeah. He, had a bunch of kids, and the teacher said some of the kids said, told Jared to say, fuck you. So he said it. So the teacher was looking right in his mouth and heard. But that taught him a lesson. Yeah, he couldn't take, that was a week before graduation. He couldn't take part in that exercise, in his graduation exercise. But come up into this day and time, I don't even think the teachers would even, they'll reprimand them in school, I imagine. But, oh, that, you know, that was years and years ago when they did that.
Mm-hmm. It seems like quite a bit of punishment
though,
for something like that.
But,
almost too much punishment.
But for them not to,
yeah.
I think it was good.
You think it was good?
Sure, it taught them a lesson.
Yeah.
That you don't go say things that somebody tell you to say, which is very good. And now these little things like that now, I don't guess the teacher would pay any attention to it because they hear it on television. They hear all these words, things on television.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back to the old time like they used to, they wouldn't have all this for these children.
That's right.
That's right.
Just try to get back to the old
okay.
school days.
Mm-hmm.
And just like to have you think about it. If you remember anything that happened in the schoolroom, how the teacher reacted, what kind of discipline she gave the children.
Oh, they used to
act it up or something. What'd they do?
Oh, they used to take what you call them and give hold your hand out, and they give you what you call them, then you hang.
They really hit you.
Yeah.